from what I understand, is what they do as part of the occupation is when the bombing starts. I don't know if most American people know this or not, but when the bombing starts, I guess they let people know that, okay, this place is going to be bombed tonight. And so the people are alerted about this. And quite naturally, I guess if we were all home and we knew we were going to be bombed and we had the opportunity to leave, we would. So when the Palestinians leave their homes and to make a long story short, finally return to their homes after some of the bombing is done to see for their remains and whatever else they may have to collect their belongings, a lot of times the Qareesa is in the home and waiting for the Palestinian families to return. And upon return, these people are executed. And I wanted to ask you that question, if you knew that or not, in fact.
Look, the Zionist state has always had, particularly the Mossad, has operated specific assassination and death squads that have operated not only throughout Palestine. Something called the Kidron has been recently announced. The Mossad assassination squads, specifically the Kidron, are now to operate in Great Britain and the United States, let alone in Palestine. Any young Palestinian who's associated with resistance or with political organization is immediately targeted. As to prior warnings to Palestinian residents of the missile bombings of their homes and the camps, vanishingly little of that. It is certainly the case that the bombing of people's houses and the leveling of whole sections of refugee camps is followed up by killer squads that go in looking for survivors. And thousands of people are both disappeared and executed in this process. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinians have passed through Israeli prison camps characterized by torture. Yes, please.